In today's Mishnah, we learn the 12th and 13th Mishnah from the 3rd parak of Masechet Avot. The Mishnah begins, Rabbi Shmuel Amar, Rabbi Shmuel says, Havi kal rosh vanoch l'tishchoret. So the two explanations brought here exactly what this means. Batanra first says, Havi kal l'rosh, meaning, with respect to a rosh, meaning a dam gadol, an important person, an elderly person, you should be kal, you should be swift and quick to do what they're asking you to do, to serve them. However, v'noach l'tishchoret, when it comes to someone who's tishchoret, whose hairs are still shachor, meaning still black, so they're referring to a young individual, even though you don't have to run to do their wishes, nonetheless, still be noach, still be easy with them, be patient with these individuals. Another understanding is referring to rosh as being beginning one's life. Ensure that in the beginning of your life, whilst one's still young, you'll be kal rosh, quickly do the will of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then also, the noach l'tishoret, it'll be easier, or make sure it's noach, your actions are such that Kadosh Baruch Hu will have benachat ruach from your actions in your tishoret, and he is referring to your older years. Here, shachor is not referring to the face, but keshehuchshu kfar panecha, that the face is black, and that's referring to one's older age. Two different explanations. Vav mekabel et kol adam besimcha means ensure that you're receiving every single person, according to Batanura, whether it's someone old or young, always receive them in a presence of happiness. You give a face of simcha when you're faced with such an individual. And let's now learn Mishnah Gimel. Rabbi Akiva says, Schok v'kalut rosh. When it's joking around and levity is margilim, custom someone to come to la'ar erva to immorality. The Chasdei Avot says, if someone's engaged in schok and kalut rosh, or this levity and joking around, that's mesirinet et masve hayira. It removes the mask of yira, of fear, or of shamayim, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from one's face, and that almost drops one's guard, and it's likely things will spiral gradually out of control until one commits immorality. Let's continue. Masoret siyag latorah. So there's different explanations of what this means. Masoret siyag latorah. One understanding is referring to where the Batanur explains it. He says all the masoret, the chachamim, that were very careful with every single letter in terms of which words are maleh chaser, meaning, for example, the word sukkot is sometimes written in the Torah with a vav and without a vav. So that's a siyag latorah. It's a fence for the Torah. It's critically important, as we learn from that particular example. The fact that it's written sukkot twice without a vav and once with a vav, we understand from there the chachamim derived that we need a minimum of three walls. That goes back to our learning back in the Sechta Sukkot. Not really important for now, but the point is that even the Masorah, these traditions we have regarding all the text, you might think that's not so important, but they're critical because that's the fence, that's the framework on which we can actually derive Torah laws. Another understanding, the Masorah is referring to Rosh Baal Peh in general, but let's continue. Ham asrot seyag le'osher. Separating masrot, one's ties, and that's a fence for wealth. Some people understand what's that mean, because the Torah says aser to aser. What is double language? And the famous here says aser, take maser, bishvil to titasher, in order that you become wealthy. This is one of these things mentioned in the Gemara that you might think is counterintuitive, but the separating of your own funds to give, or really probably a masrot in particular, to give to those you're meant to give it to, when it comes to Maeser, it could be Maeser Ani to the poor, Maeser Rishon to the Levian, that actually results in you increasing your wealth. There's another explanation here, the Sfat Emet. It's interesting here, it says Siag, it's a fence, not a path to Osher. So he understands is that by separating Maeser, it's Siag le Osher, and it protects an individual from the spiritual damage that would be caused by having so much wealth. I mean, it keeps a person in check, separating from Masamas and protects them spiritually, despite they have a lot of wealth. And as we know, money has a tendency to corrupt individuals. Masrut is your fence, steer away from that path. Nedarim segla prishut, making oaths is a path to prishut. Prishut literally means abstinence. Now, the difficulty with this Mishnah, I'll just mention this briefly, is the Gemara actually views someone negative, so an individual that makes nedarim, these oaths, in a negative light. The expressions like kilu banaba ma, if he makes, he constructs a forbidden altar if he makes a neder. The Mefarshim trying to deal with this issue, but Rabbi Yonah explains that this is referring to an individual who is in a difficult position at the moment. He's struggling with the yetzer regarding particular mitzvah, and he's using this neder in order to get him out of that rut, in order to strengthen him, albeit temporarily. So that's what the Mishnah is referring to here, contra Rabbi Yonah. Next is Siag L'Choch Mashtika, a fence, a protection for wisdom, is shtika. Now, we talked about this back in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Zayin. And there we said where Shimon, the son of Rabban Gamliel Zaken, he says, lo matzati leguf tove leshtika. We talked about the importance of silence previously. Just a few more interesting points here. One understanding, seh lechoch meshtika, Rebbe Nechai says, for many individuals, their silence gives the appearance that they're wise. the implication, sometimes people presume they're the wise individual until they open their mouth. And the other understanding is actually, according to the Sforno, if someone's attained wisdom, keeping silent from idle chatter, that ensures that it's a shmirah, it protects their wisdom. Because if he starts rambling and chatting about all matters of affairs, his wisdom is likely to decay or to be put at risk. Those are the Mishnah today.